Okay, then the bonus content goes on the podcast.
And we'll hit record on the live.
Hit record in a little while.
I'm going to turn this air down.
That's a good call.
Turn this up. Okay. I have spent all day at the New England Patriots football game.
No, we're in.
Where
facts,
they,
bro. I got yours right
now. You do?
Yeah.
You have a cigarette for me, too? Or?
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought. Okay. But, did my fair share of day drinking today.
Good.
Ugh. But I am sober now for anyone that gives a shit.
Yeah.
Got to watch the Patriots beat Miami. I honestly could not tell you what the final score was. All I know is that they won.
Okay.
And I heckled every single person that I saw wearing any scrap of a Dolphins piece of whatever. What?
Is your radio on?
Oh, it is. It is. Yes. There we go.
Oh. Because I was hearing, like, murmuring.
You were hearing murmuring?
The Dolphins, growing up as a kid who didn't follow sports, the Dolphins are one of those teams I know. Mostly because of Ace Ventura.
I love that movie.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. We might be getting a reboot of Ace Ventura.
Who's going to play Ace?
That is a good question. I can't think of anybody who would be suitable.
Do it any kind of real justice?
Because nobody does that Jim Carrey brand of comedy anymore. Give it to Judd Apatow. I bet he could find the appropriate group of folks.
And as much as I hate to admit it, because, well, I'm an old man,
yeah.
There are a bunch of people on TikTok that do a whole bunch of faces and do all kinds of stuff like that. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see some kind of new star rise out of this.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. There's a lot of talent over on TikTok. It's crazy.
You know, they have, like, an entire content creator conference?
Really?
Yes.
I mean, it's an entertainment industry now.
Yeah. So like, they get creators and all kinds of stuff to come down and, like, give seminars and all the rest of these kinds of things.
Yeah.
And it's cool. Like, I mean, make your paper, boo-boo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, do it. Do it.
I mean, we do it. We try to, anyway.
You know who I like is that guy. I'm going to go ahead and go live now. What I like is that guy who does, the Robin Williams impression.
Yeah.
He looks like Robin Williams, and he's just, like, dead-on impression of Robin Williams.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, yeah.
He pitched, he did, like, a scene for a Robin Williams biopic, and it was just, like... He does a great job. He's starting to get work. I've seen him in some commercials.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of different TikTokers in commercials and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you get famous on TikTok, and you either get arrested for murder,
yep, or there's that.
You get famous in real life. Famous on TikTok, you get famous in real life.
I was so floored by that. Like, you hear all the video and all the recordings. And
Yeah. It's just crazy. It was like a span of a few weeks, like 5 or 6 different, like, TikTok celebrities. Either aggravated assault or just plain old murder. So it was a good game. Beat the Dolphins.
Beat the Dolphins. Everyone can yell at me for not knowing the score later. I really could care less.
We beat them.
There was a period between, I don't know, probably about the beginning of the second quarter to, like, the end of the third, or, like, midway through the fourth, where I was, like, shit-faced.
Yeah.
I've had a few hours to sober up now, so I feel quite a bit better.
Okay. Good. Did the smart thing.
I stopped drinking when I got drunk and started eating.
You working tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah. You're not one of those people who gets the extra day.
No, well, no, our extra day was Friday instead.
Okay.
But I guarantee you, no one else is working.
Yeah. just going to be you alone playing Pokemon?
Huh?
It's going to be you alone playing Pokemon?
Possibly. I do have to finish up one quick project and then start packing shit away for the move.
That's going to be a hell of a thing, huh?
I don't think it's going to be too terrible.
How many people you got over there?
It's just me and one other guy.
That's the entire staff?
That is the entire staff of Ambrose Equipment Plainville. Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There used to be four of us, but both of our mechanics quit.
Yeah.
Within, I don't know, a month of each other.
Okay.
We haven't had one since, so if anyone out there is a diesel mechanic in the southern Massachusetts region,
yeah,
please call me at my shop, and I will do my best to get you a job.
Yeah, you get in touch with Fatty. You get in touch with Fatty if you're a diesel mechanic.
I will not give out a phone number on this. If you really are interested, you can Google it.
Google it.
But yeah, my boss keeps saying, oh, we'll get people down there, but I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah.
And I need more than two people to run the inventory. Because one of us has to count and the other has to enter, and then someone else has to do the reconcile.
Yeah.
And then it can go back to the original person who entered the data. It's so convoluted since a public company bought us, so we have to follow a bunch of federal regulations.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it's been a challenge, but it's getting better.
I mean, I've been working for corporate for the last, like, 5 years, so gonna be 6 years in February, actually.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
4 years at Ambrose in July for me.
Going back to my Natick store. Gonna have to get used to it all over again because they had like a big remodel.
Yeah.
Like right at, well, the remodel had started like right before I moved. And now it's like the store is massive now. The warehouse is like as big as the store I was working at in Charlotte.
Nice. Very nice. Well, yeah, I guess
you never have to figure out where to put stuff.
I guess it's time to welcome everyone to the...
Oh, yeah, guys, we're live. Season premiere.
Season premiere of season 9?
Season 9, episode 1.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I still can't believe we've been doing this long.
Yeah. Should start thinking right now for what we're going to... How we're going to pull out all the stops for season 10.
Season 10?
Season 10 next year.
Oof.
That's a big one. It's a big one.
Oof. Man, I can't think past bedtime tonight. Not that.
Yeah, I got the boy tomorrow. Me and the boy.
Nice. So, Melissa's working?
Yeah, it's her first day. It was supposed to be my first day, too, but I guess the folks down in Texas, they didn't process my transfer paperwork early enough, so they couldn't get me on the schedule. I'm going to try and get myself onto the schedule this week, but I'm going to take tomorrow to just settle with the young man.
Yes. Oof.
My mom's going to be taking care of him a lot.
Michael, it is 2023.
It's 2023. It has been for 8 hours.
Well, Michael.
Yeah.
20 hours.
Right, it's 8 p.m. It's 8 p.m.
Dear God, what have we done?
Oh. Yeah, it's awful warm.
Yeah, I've been, like I said, I've only been in like a long sleeve shirt for the better part of the last 14 hours.
Yeah. So you guys, did you tailgate?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got to my aunt's house to meet up with my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
We all went there to meet up. I don't know why we didn't just meet up in Attleboro, but
yeah.
We had a quick drink before we even got in the truck to head.
Yeah.
Got there, unpacked the grill and unpacked all the stuff, and then started drinking.
You guys have like some sausages and shit?
We had some bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches for breakfast.
Nice.
My cousin's business partners, now follow this because it gets tricky.
Okay.
Sister.
Your cousin's business partner's sister.
Brought like avocado toast.
Okay.
And it was incredible.
I am still not really down with avocado. I have come around to guacamole though. I'm a big fan
of
guacamole.
It was basically like she was just ladling guacamole on toast.
Okay, I could get behind that.
It was awesome.
Avocado though, the boy likes it, but it's just like, without all the extra flavors, all I'm getting is the texture of avocado. I can't.
That's fair.
But I do love some guacamole. We'll see how I feel about it here, because I started liking it in the South, down in Texas.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that place in Bellingham.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely have to check them out.
Jesus
Christ. What was that?
It was something painted on the road, but again, I'm so tired, Michael.
Yeah. I mean, we can go find some place to just be in one place.
The problem is there really isn't anywhere good.
Yeah.
Unless we park across the street from my mom's house and she'll see us and come out and bother us.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say bother. That's not fair.
No, she's not bothering. It's because she cares.
Yes. She's going to be like, you did what and didn't go home?
Mm-mm-mm. You got any tobacco cigarettes in the car?
I do. They're in here.
Up in here.
In here.
You got that
glass jar.
Glass jar.
We are doing normal people things.
Normal people things that normal people do. This guy? No?
Yes.
Yes? It's sealed.
Yep.
Okay.
Brandy new.
Oh, hey. They just package this stuff up in any sort of way, huh?
Yeah.
They're just trying to figure out their industry.
You mean the tobacco industry?
Oh, yeah. The legal tobacco industry. So,
yeah, that's what I wanted to see. You love to see it.
I got a game.
Yep.
It's not new, it's been out for a while. Tangy.
Yeah, these actually have a little bit of a flavor to them.
But, it's called Disco Elysium.
Yeah.
It's won some awards. It's a pretty big deal, so you've probably heard of it. But it's like an old school CRPG, like a Diablo or Baldur's Gate style.
Okay.
Except that it's not really about combat. You play as a detective. It's more like pure role playing. Like, I think there's some combat, but like mostly you're just like role playing. Like, you figure out what skills you want, and most of it is dialogue and puzzle based.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to check it out. But I've heard nothing but amazing things about it. Got two copies of Elden Ring. Gonna trade one in for the new Pokemon. I think I already mentioned that on the next episode. That's what happens when we were just so excited to get together that we recorded our second episode already.
Yes.
I wonder if we got any listeners.
Careful. I was gonna say that's not blacked out because it doesn't work that way anymore.
We do not have any listeners at the moment.
Facebook's not really our strongest following.
No, it's like our landing page. I tell people to look for us on Facebook, but, no.
I was wearing a Star Wars shirt yesterday when I went to the bank.
Yeah.
And, I gave the teller, she looks at me and she goes, she was like, I really like your shirt. And I said, I'll give you 10 bonus points if you can tell me what movie it's from.
Yeah.
It just says Star Wars. It doesn't say A New Hope. It doesn't say anything on it, but it's the original movie poster.
Okay.
For A New Hope.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I've got one of those, too. I love that poster. Where Vader has a hilt. The lightsabers have hilts. Luke is like jacked.
Yep. Yep. And she was like, oh, it's definitely the original movie poster for A New Hope. And I was like, yep. I'm going to write down our podcast name. I want you to give us a listen. Like, you're the kind of listener we want, especially if you notice little things like that.
Yeah.
And I looked at her and I said, quick, what's the best stuff? What's the best Star Wars movie? She goes, episode 5. I was like, yep, you're on.
Yeah. We were featured on a list on Podchaser.
Were we?
So the Buzzsprout is our host.
Yes.
It's where we put our data.
Okay.
And I am a member of the Buzzsprout community on Facebook. And every once in a while they do these things. They're like, hey, post your favorite episode or post a throwback episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I always throw up an episode in there. And the episode that's featured on this Podchaser list, compiled from everybody's favorite episodes of their own podcast, is episode 56, Wine Drunk with Lady Gaga. Which, if you'll recall, I fought you for that title. There were a lot of good choices, and you did not want to go. I had to veto you. I had to tell you, it's Wine Drunk with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, you told me, I'm only asking you this out of a courtesy, but which ones do you like?
Yeah. I think we had, like, a lot of good ones, too.
That wasn't even on my radar as the best one, in my opinion. Then Mike says to me, no, I'm picking this one. And I said, fine, whatever.
Judgment call.
But I do trust your judgment.
You've insisted in the past.
I have. I absolutely have.
So buttons.
Shit, what else is going on?
Not a lot.
New building.
Yeah.
New building. Very nice.
That building is new. That building is new. I don't know, what are some pop culture things we're looking forward to this year? We got Mando and Ahsoka coming.
I saw something on Facebook today about Mass Effect 4.
Oh, yeah?
And my feed refreshed before I could click on the link.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. I'm still so mad about it. I hate it when that happens. Sometimes, if I have to put my phone down and I'm about to click a link, I'll click it anyway and just put my phone down so I can be sure that it's there.
I do that with, like, some Instagram stuff.
But to my knowledge, there's been no major news about Mass Effect 4.
Yeah. We got that weird encrypted message thing, and that was it.
Yeah. Did you play Tales from the Borderlands? Play that?
No.
It was the Telltale series. No, the Borderlands Telltale series. There's another season of that.
I've heard that it was very,
more
very
Tales
good.
From the Borderlands. Telltale was good at what they did most of the time. The Walking Dead was amazing. Sam and Max, the game that kind of like set them up.
Yeah.
Sam and Max was really, really good. In the early days, they were doing Law and Order and CSI games. They had been contracted by NBC Universal to do, I know Law & Order isn't NBC. Is CSI CBS?
CSI is CBS. Actually, okay. It's NBC.
Is it NBC?
I believe.
It's been so long since I've watched a CSI.
I think it's NBC.
The first few seasons, I was super into it.
I was gonna say find you a tube, but
there's a tube right here. Is this a that is a battery?
No, that's a battery.
Okay. It's a very large battery. Where should I put this? Where should I put this normal thing? Yes. Just up in there. Right, the box.
The box.
The box.
the box for the next generation of tobacco perfectly products.
Normal things.
Michael,
I don't know what I'm doing, sir.
I've missed you so much.
We're funny guys.
I'm gonna give quitting smoking a solid shot again.
You should do that. It's good for your wallet. Especially in the north.
Yeah.
I don't know the last time I bought cigarettes in Texas. I can't remember. It was before James was born. And I have not bought cigarettes in the north at any point.
You don't want to. Pack of Marlboros in like, Franklin is like $12.75.
That's ridiculous. No, I'm never gonna buy another pack.
Remember when we could get buds for $5 a pack?
Yeah. I used to buy a carton on payday.
Remember when the place we used to get them from in Milford told us that they had to start charging us sales tax, so it went up to 5.25?
Yeah. I will tell you that Camels were my brand, and the reason why Camels were my brand instead of like Marlboros is that a pack of Camels at Cumberland Farms was $5 even.
After taxes?
Yeah. And a pack of Marlboros when I was 18 years old, so almost 20 years ago. But a pack of Marlboros was $5.01. That's why Camels were my brand. $5 even. Just a $5 bill.
Yeah, I remember the buy one, get ones on the Marlboro Smooths.
Yeah. When Camels went up to $7, that's when I started smoking Mustangs. Because they were still $5 a pack.
Yeah.
They tasted the same. Pretty sure they came from the same factory. Winston-Salem.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Camels are runoff tobacco from Winston's. Like the stuff that doesn't make it all the way across the assembly line.
Yeah.
The stuff that's like collected on the belt.
That's why it's a Turkish blend.
That's yeah. That's a Camel. It's a Camel cigarette.
What are you doing?
Just
causing problems?
I was just checking my telephone. My mother is talking to me.
Oh. How is your mom?
She's doing alright.
Good.
She's got some health problems that are nothing to really worry about, but they are momentarily serious. But she's doing her physical therapy, and she's doing really well.
Good.
Yeah.
How's Danny?
Danny's doing good. I only saw him briefly when I got here, but he's doing well. I went over with James for the day on Friday.
What's his son's name? Spencer, right?
Spencer.
How's he doing?
I have not seen him in a decade or more.
No shit, huh?
Madison's doing well, though.
Good.
And Xander, he's a cutie.
I like that kid.
He's got a massive noggin.
Likes trucks.
Yeah. It's like I keep thinking that my kid's got a pretty big noggin, but I've got a pretty big kid, and his noggin is proportional. It's just for a 10-month-old, he has a very big noggin.
Your kid is going to be an absolute behemoth.
He's massive, this guy. Massive.
Like, I got a feeling.
He's the most beautiful creature that's ever walked this earth.
I got a feeling he's going to rival Dan for tallest in the family.
Yeah, I hope he's not that tall, man.
I think he's going to do it.
I just feel like it's difficult to be that tall. You know?
I mean, it can be.
You're always hunching around everywhere. It's like, I'm not like a tall people denier.
It sounds like you're being a little sizist right now, Mike.
I'll love him no matter how tall he is. I'll love him. I hope he doesn't have to be 6'4". 6'6".
Yeah.
How tall is Lurch?
Lurch is 6'7".
6'7".
Speaking of Lurch, I haven't seen that kid in a while. We should make a trip to go see him and Sarah.
Back in Texas, I was working with a guy. We called him Mr. Top Shelf.
Okay.
This very tall, very friendly, very southern gentleman that we called Mr. Top Shelf.
Okay.
Because he was 6'8" tall.
Jesus.
When people asked him how tall he was, he would tell them he was 5'20". But yeah, we call him Mr. Top Shelf. Really good guy. Really friendly. His wife was an amazing cook. His wife would always like cook lunch for everybody. Fucking stuffed shells and shit. All sorts of pasta dishes. Mrs. Top Shelf. She was also pretty tall, but not like
Mrs. Top Shelf.
Mrs. Top Shelf. So you can reach everything on the top shelf.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
We never had anyone that was super tall.
Yeah.
Even in Humanetics, I think one of the guys that worked there, I think he was 6'2", and I think that was as tall as we ever got.
Where are we at right now?
Milford.
Milford.
We're on the other side of Milford right now.
Where can I go to get some baby butt wipes?
Baby butt wipes.
And a bottle of water.
Where do we want to be in this lane? Probably right here.
The Stop and Shop, this big guy?
Well, we don't have to go into the Stop and Shop. I was thinking about the mobile.
You think I can get my baby wipes at the mobile?
Probably not.
Probably not.
So that means we're going to have to do some pausing here, because this is going to be a trip.
Well, no, so you just park up here at the Stop and Shop. Are they open? It's only 8:20.
They might be open till 9, I don't know.
Okay, I only need baby wipes and a bottle of water. But what's going to happen is I'm going to stop the recording, but you're going to chill in here live with the folks.
We're going to hang out with the folk?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
What is this fucking place? Red Heat.
It's a chain restaurant. It used to be Bugaboo.
I know it used to be Bugaboo. I fucking loved Bugaboo.
Who didn't love
Red
Bugaboo?
Heat Tavern. It's well lit. I like it when places are lit. We went to this place in Charlotte.
That's what the kids seriously say these days.
We went to this place in Charlotte.
Oh, all right. You're just going for it, eh?
I cannot remember the name of the place, but it was just so fucking dark. We had our phone flashlights out to read the menu at the table.
Oh, I know that feeling.
It's awful. It was awful. It was a terrible dining experience.
Yeah, you're welcome, dude.
And the one tiny light at the table, it was not bright enough, and it was just showing all the dust floating around.
It doesn't look like they're open, Michael.
Why would Stop and Shop be closed at 8:20?
Because it's New Year's Day.
But it's just New Year's Day. It's not like it's New Year's Eve.
That's a good point. They might be open.
They look open to me.
There's a couple of cars here. We might be in
line. Yeah, no, they look like they're open to me. I'll just run in. I just got to grab something real quick. You need something?
I can definitely go for a bottle of water.
I will grab you a bottle of water. If I can find a nice big room temp bottle, that's what I'm going to get you, because that's what's going to get metabolized quicker. You got to drink at room temp.
No, it's fine. The effects. That's perfectly fine.
Remember that, folks. Drink at room temp to get the effects.
Room temp to get the effects.
I love you. I'll be right back.
Notes as we go here?
No, I haven't taken any notes yet. Nothing stuck out to me yet. I got us some ungodly bottles of water.
Are they going to fit in the cup holders?
I believe so. They're Poland Springs, so they're squishy.
Oh, okay.
Lift your elbow.
Elbow lift.
Okay. There is, so the exit of that Stop and Shop. I went through self-checkout.
Yep.
Obviously, because in general, I want to interact with as few people as possible.
Again, things I don't blame you for.
Don't like talking to folks. Don't really even like looking at folks.
I like how mean and aggressive these things look. It's too bad that they pussied out on the engine.
Bronco?
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
That should be like a beefy six cylinder or like.
Could you take like the original Bronco engine and drop it in there?
No way. That thing would not cradle a 460.
It is pretty fucking cool though.
It is a really neat looking vehicle. I do think that if they had put like a 5.0 in it, it would be filthy.
There was one of our customers in Houston who drove a 57 Bel Air.
Ooh.
Immaculate. Gorgeous.
Mm.
And that's all well and good, but he also parked in the handicap spot every day without a placard, and nobody said anything because it was a pretty car.
Pretty privilege.
I have never actually seen the man, but I see the car.
Are you sure it was a man?
Yeah. I've seen like it drive in. I've seen a guy with white hair.
Okay.
And I believe he wears like a brown suede jacket, which of course he does. Drives a 57 Bel Air. And it's like a tasteful color too. It's not like some neon bullshit.
What color was it?
It's like a stock color, I think. It's like a mustard yellow.
Oh, yep. I know exactly what
you're talking about. Like a very 19 fucking 50s mustard yellow.
Nice.
You bought it, I bet it's like gold. It was gold. That's what they called it.
Probably.
Yeah.
I like classic cars, that's for sure. I want another 56 Ford. I would love to have another one.
Okay.
Either that or I want, like, not a Comanche. That's not what they're called. It's a Chevy pickup, and they're perfect.
I like I like the old Dodge pickups, like a 1970s Dodge pickup.
Mm.
That one in fucking Dazed and Confused, the big black truck.
Yep.
Oh my god, that truck.
I would absolutely love a K5.
All the fucking cars in that movie, though. All the fucking cars. You know that redhead?
What?
That redhead chick from Dazed and Confused?
Sure.
Tell me you've watched Dazed and Confused.
I have seen the movie. It's been a very, very long time.
Oh, I watched that movie on the rec. On the rec.
It pretty has been frequently. A pretty long time since I've seen it.
Good fucking movie.
That's not the Chappelle one, right?
Chappelle?
No, yeah. Yeah.
It's Richard Linklater. Fucking Matthew McConaughey.
I've definitely seen the movie. That's all right.
Yeah.
I've definitely seen the movie.
Yeah, it's a good film. And I watch it pretty regularly. And you owe it to yourself to kind of like watch it every once in a while. You owe it to such a great movie to watch it every once in a while. Such a good movie. All those pretty cars. You know, the song Dazed and Confused is not in the film.
Yes, that I did know.
They spent so much money on the rest of the soundtrack, they decided that Dazed and Confused wasn't that important a song to actually have in the movie.
Sometimes we do the things we do.
Richard Linklater makes some fucking movies. He's made a lot of movies and a lot of different kinds of movies. And, a lot of people really love Richard Linklater no matter what. I really love Richard Linklater when he's making a movie like that. Like Dazed and Confused. He did, like, a spiritual sequel to it. I think it's called Everybody Wants Some. Which takes place in the 80s.
Okay.
Instead of the 70s. That was pretty good. The cool thing about Dazed and Confused, though, is that it takes place over the course of a single day. Like, the movie ends in the morning.
Yeah.
one of my favorite movies of all time. And here's one that I wonder if you've ever seen. Stranger Than Fiction with Will Ferrell. You ever seen that one?
I'm not a Will Ferrell fan.
Oh, yeah, then this is the perfect movie to watch.
Okay.
It's one of those movies that's
like... don't get me wrong. I loved Step Brothers, and I loved Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
And I loved a lot of the movies he was
that
in.
That whole shtick got real old real quick, is what happened. And, like, classic Will Ferrell stuff. You know what was actually really good, and you'll never watch it because it's an Apple TV Plus original?
What?
Spirited. It is Will Ferrell and fucking Ryan Reynolds.
No shit.
Yeah. It's a Christmas musical.
Ugh.
It's a Christmas musical that is 2.5 hours long. Will Ferrell is the ghost of Christmas present. And Ryan Reynolds is like the naughty lister that they're trying to like show his evening, his like life to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't stand Elf.
Really?
Can't stand it.
Can I tell you? Elf begins my holiday season.
Oh. You can have it.
You know what's a movie I'm really disappointed I didn't get around to this holiday season?
What?
Fred Claus. Have you ever seen Fred Claus with Vince Vaughn? Vince Vaughn and Paul Giamatti?
No.
You saying you don't like it or you've never seen it?
Never seen it.
It is such a good fucking movie. Paul Giamatti plays Santa Claus.
Okay.
And Vince Vaughn is his brother Fred, who, like Santa Claus, because Nicholas was sainted so young, and apparently what happens is when you're sainted, everybody in your family is now immortal.
Okay.
So, Paul Giamatti is Santa Claus, and Vince Vaughn is his brother Fred, who lives in New York and has nothing to do with Christmas. He hates Christmas.
One could completely understand why.
Kathy Bates is Fred Claus's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's amazing because she's Kathy Bates. Stanley Tucci is the villain. He's from the Borg. Which is never really explained why Santa Claus works for a Borg. Manufacturing costs?
Probably.
But Stanley Tucci is from the Borg, and he's come to, like, grade his operation and decide whether or not they're going to shut down Santa Claus. Vince Vaughn saves the day. Rachel Weisz is in it. Weisz? Daniel Craig's wife? That's not fair to say about a person. She has a very rich career. She's a very talented woman.
Daniel Craig's wife.
She is also married to Daniel Craig.
You know what I did see part of?
Yeah. Mummy's Rachel Weisz.
Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
In a movie. I think it's called Something Luck.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
Something Luck.
I think. And he plays like a bomb maker from the deep south.
Okay.
And he nails it. Absolutely nails it.
Logan Lucky. With fucking Adam Driver and... Was it Channing Tatum?
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum is really fucking good.
He's a talented actor, yes.
You know what's a good movie? And I bet you've never seen it. And what? You should. Magic Mike.
I have seen it.
Okay, good. I've never seen the sequel. I didn't see a reason for there to be another one. Apparently there's a third one coming out. God. Magic Mike Forever? Channing Tatum created those movies. He did the choreography. The character is based on him. Fluffy's in him.
True.
McConaughey?
Channing Tatum is also, like, genuinely funny.
Yeah. Yes. Did you ever get around to watching Wolf of Wall Street?
Nope.
Bro.
I got yelled at by somebody else for not seeing that movie.
What a
today.
Good movie.
What is it on?
Paramount Plus, I think.
Okay.
Paramount Plus or HBO Max.
Michael, if after my shower extras. I have the energy to even put into a movie,
yeah,
I will watch that.
Okay. I'll keep reminding you about it.
I'm also not even going to lie about it.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
You're so tired?
I'm so, so tired.
Okay. Okay. Where are we at?
Bellingham.
Bellingham. Perfect. Okay.
We've got probably at least another 15 minutes before we're back at Kelly's anyway.
Okay, cool.
And that should actually cover a whole episode.
That should.
And even then, we can sit for a minute or two and talk.
Yeah.
Everybody with their light Christmas lights up. Guys, it's January. Get on it.
I took down my tree on December 26th.
Attaboy. That's the way it's supposed to
be. Well, usually I'd leave it up for a few days. Certainly not till New Year's.
No.
But we were moving, and they weren't going to take our Christmas tree. It was just going to be in their way.
Mm.
It was a great process, man. They came in. They were all real friendly. And the first day, they all came in, and they boxed up all our shit. Except for our furniture. So we had our beds.
Yep.
James had his crib and everything. And then, the second day, they came and just started moving boxes out. They packed us up with a team of three.
Yeah.
And they moved us out with a team of five.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And it was just, it was the day. I think they left at like 2 o'clock both days. Very efficient. We have a manifest of everything. We brought his pack and play. Check bag. His pack and play.
No shit, huh?
That is his bed for the time being.
Well, good. I'm glad, like, the whole process.
Yeah.
It was really painful.
I'm not gonna lie. Moving 4 people's worth of luggage through an airport at 5 o'clock in the morning.
4 people's?
With Melissa's dad, yeah. Oh. 4 of us moving that many people's worth of luggage through an airport at 5 o'clock in the morning, even if it's just to check it, is just not feasible.
I can understand that.
It was difficult. One of the bags burst open.
No bueno.
No. It was stressful. Cat was on drugs. He slept the whole time. Gabapentin.
Yeah, they use that on people.
Yeah. That's what people keep saying. Like a kitty cat dose. He was out for the day. We gave it to him at 5 o'clock in the morning. And he was cool. Just the whole way. We landed at like 12:30, I think. It's a good cat.
Yeah, I like him. He came right over to me when I sat down, too.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, man, saw you just a couple of days ago. What's up? Oh, my God, my back.
He's a good cat.
I can't wait to take these fucking boots off either.
Where were you sitting?
We were in the threes.
Okay.
But, like, at the very bottom of the ring in the handicap section. Because the guy, my cousin... I don't know if they're his season tickets now. I think they are.
Okay.
He bought them off of them.
Yeah.
Or they get legacied. Like, they're either... Season tickets are either handed down...
Yeah.
or they're put back in a raffle for people that, or they get put back on the market for people who are currently on the waiting list to get season tickets. So the guy he inherited them from, his uncle, is handicapped. He's got a bum leg.
Okay.
So the seats are awesome because you're not two steps from shade if it's too hot or whatever, and you can still see out onto the field and do whatever you got to do. But it's all folding chairs, so you get all kinds of space too.
Yeah.
I like those seats. It was the second time I've been in those. There were a couple of games I went to where I was in the 200s at the very edge of the glass. That was really good.
Yeah.
And then, I think one of the sisters has season tickets and they're down in the ones.
Okay.
Right behind the north end zone. I'm going to give him...
I don't trust this little fella.
Why?
I don't trust that little guy.
I don't trust him either. That's why I'm getting around him. They're the 100s behind the north end zone, and those seats are incredible too.
Nice. Nice.
So, yeah.
Why is it in the handicap? Is it a handicap box or is it in the handicap spot because that's also where the handicap seats are?
That's where the handicap seats are.
Okay. This is a box that is not a handicap.
No. Okay. Well, yes, it is a handicapped section. That is what it is. It rings around the whole top.
Okay.
And it's folding chairs because obviously if there's someone in a wheelchair, they don't need another chair.
Yeah.
That seems pretty dark. Sorry.
They're not ashamed of their lives. No. I mean, I won't speak for them. But, like, they shouldn't... They have no need to be ashamed of their lives.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna say.
And we had a great time. There was an elderly couple to my right that were just so hype.
Nice.
Like, even the old man, like, you could tell he couldn't jump up and down and scream and yell.
Yeah.
But he would still be like, let's go. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And he always, whenever they did something good, he'd look up at me and give me a fist bump. Nice old man. Nice guy. And then there was another set of young kids to our left that clearly bought someone else's season tickets for the game. It was a good time. I had a great time. Just a random surprise, too. My cousin's brother-in-law, his wife, is, like, dying with the flu.
Oh.
Obviously, she's not dying, but she is.
Real bad.
Bad flu.
Hold on.
I sat down to the family Christmas party yesterday, and Mark looks at me and he goes, what are you doing tomorrow? Mm. I said, I ain't got no plans. At least hard plans, I got nothing.
Yeah.
I said, you want to go to the Patriots game? I said, yep. I was like, what kind of question is that? Yes, I want to go to the Patriots game.
Yeah.
Any chance I get?
Any chance you get to go to the Patriots game? I like a good Red Sox game.
Thinking about going to another Bruins game in like February.
Fucking Red Sox in July.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. What are you talking about?
Early season baseball. I like early season baseball.
Oh, see, I like nice weather. I don't really... The baseball, like, I'm actually,
I like early season baseball the simple fact that it's not a bajillion degrees outside.
I'm the most into baseball out of the sports, I'm all set.
Really?
Yeah. I'm the most into baseball. It's the most entertaining to me. See, I was telling you about the monotony.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because so many people, like the majority of baseball fans, would actually disagree with you.
Uh-huh. I like baseball.
See, like you...
Baseball's fun. I don't know anything about baseball.
You strike me as the kind of guy that if you really wanted to, you'd be the dude with the scorecard that sits in the stands and watches the game and score and does the box scores by yourself.
No, I don't like math. I don't like to spend my time with numbers.
So you strike me. I mean, I think you would, but
I don't enjoy numbers.
Think of it like real life D&D.
Yeah. Like D&D, I stopped playing because I don't like doing math.
That's true. That's true. I told you I'm playing Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, right?
Yeah. You're on that 2E shit.
Oh my god, what a great game. Yeah. Real fun. Great DM.
Yeah.
What a pain in the ass it is to remember, do I need to be above or below? Or what am I rolling and what is Thaco? I'm all set. Took me like a solid year to get the gameplay down right.
Yeah.
Beautiful downtown Franklin, Massachusetts.
I miss the Zeotrope.
It's where I had my very first date. I was in 8th grade.
Nice. That's where I saw Mark Wahlberg's Planet of the Apes. I saw Napoleon Dynamite there. I see Superbad there. Was I old enough to see Superbad anywhere when the Zeotrope was around? I think I saw Superbad on DVD.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I wasn't old enough to go see Superbad by myself.
Yeah. I saw The Bourne Ultimatum?
Wait, am I wrong? When did Superbad come out?
Superbad came out, I think I was in high school.
I'll Google it.
Yeah, do the Googlers.
I'm going to Google. Google the thing. Superbad.
2007. So yeah, it was right after.
So yeah, we both would have been old enough to go see it.
Yeah. I don't think I saw it in the theater.
Mm-mm. Actually, you know what? I feel like I might have.
You know what? Big Walgreens.
Huh?
That's a big Walgreens.
That is a big Walgreens.
Lorge.
On the corner of Happy and Healthy.
It's the largest fucking Walgreens you've ever seen. So, have you ever heard Louis C.K.'s bit about the end of the world?
No.
So he says that he's seen the end of the world. And it is in Houston, Texas, where on one side of the road, there is a Starbucks. And on the other side of the road, there is another Starbucks.
Oh, I've heard this bit, yeah.
Because of that joke, the Starbucks across the street from the Starbucks in Houston, Texas, like, if they were both doing very well. But one of them had to close during the pandemic. We lost one of the twin Starbucks.
Well, I remember in Franklin for a long time, there was that Dunkin' Donuts across from Stop and Shop.
Yeah, and a Dunkin' Donuts in the Stop and Shop.
And there was a Dunkin' Donuts in the Stop and Shop.
Yeah. That was like Milford. Milford was a Dunkin' Donuts town.
You had three of them within like a mile and a half.
Yeah.
The old, what is now the laundromat.
Yeah. There's the Dunkin' that's still there.
The Dunkin's that was still there.
The Dunkin' that is now a laundromat, which was the good Dunkin'.
Yes.
The other one was the convenient Dunkin', where they didn't mind you hanging out in their parking lot.
Yes.
And there were Dunkin's in every other store.
Mm-hmm.
They got a whole ass Dunkin' in one of their gas stations now, right?
In
Milford, there's a giant gas station with a whole Dunkin' in it, right?
Yeah, that's on 85.
Yeah.
And then there was the other one I think it's still there across from CBS.
Yeah.
Or by CBS. It's not across from CBS. It's in the valley, like next to the Valvoline or something. Oh. Shit, Mike.
Yeah.
Extra tired.
All right. All right, folks.
Shit.
So I'm going to say goodbye to the live broadcast.
Yes.
Thank you, Dorian. Is your voice gone because of the Pats game, Dorian Botts has asked?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, Dorian.
That's what happens when you get crunk with a bunch of kids who are, you know, 5, 6, 7 years younger than you, and they keep telling you to drink.
Yeah.
It was a good time, though. I'm not going to complain at all. I had a really, really good time today.
Yeah. All right, folks. We'll talk to you later. Listen for a little bit more later with the podcast.
Hey, hey.
Broadcast has ended.
The broadcast has ended, and now we are in extra innings.
Where everybody's going to get a point.
That would be...
For going into overtime.
For going into overtime, yes. Everybody gets a point. But look at you calling on your hockey knowledge.
Yeah. The next episode up is a prequel.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a prequel.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Oh.
Coming out of both ends now.
Oh, yeah. All right. All right. All right, guys. Fatty's gross.
Yeah.
So don't forget.
Desperately apologize to everyone that listens to me today.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And I don't really do the TikTok.
I do some, but...
So stop following us on TikTok. Nothing's happening there.
Yeah.
But do follow us on Twitter.
Definitely follow us on Twitter.
Absolutely. And I swear to God.
Don't
you dare email us at keepingthefat@gmail.com. Unless you want to talk about Star Wars or Batman.
Respectively.
And we're going to tell you at some point to stop talking to us about Batman too.
Yep.
But for now, tell us about Batman.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you.
And MySpace.com.
Oh, my God. MySpace.com.